This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. I want you informed. I want you to be able to sit there and go, yep, yeah, I agree with you, but how come Clinton got away with that? Or so-and-so got away with this? Why is it the law only applied to this one and not that one? You need to have that information. Not so much at your fingertips ready to go, but you need to have that information. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about, I mean, it turned into a Trump hour last hour. Not what I intended, but, you know, now that I'm looking at the stories that are popping up, sneaking in, if you would. You know, Alvin Bragg went at it, well, his prosecutor went at it, and he lied. During his open statement, he actually claimed that Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election by paying the porn star Stormy Daniels to keep quiet because nobody else has had sex scandals, right? Trump has denied the affair, by the way. But Bragg's top prosecutor gave the opening statement on Monday, who previously worked in the Justice Department. He was a Biden appointee. And he's been a lifelong left-wing activist. He said the defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election, totally ignoring Hillary's purchased, bought, paid-for false story to try to take down Trump. But that's okay. Well, you know. He covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again. Right? This is what he's telling the jurors. Now, Alvin Bragg indicted Trump, right? Last April on 34 felony counts. Now, he was accused of paying porn star Stormy Daniels, her real name is Stephanie Clifford, hush payments. Now, at the time, Michael Cohen was Trump's attorney, who has now, you know, been nailed for fraud. Right? For perjury. All of this. All the things that go with being a criminal. Actually being a convicted criminal. And yet he's their star witness. The payments made to Stormy Daniels did not come from Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The payments were made through the internal business records. There was no tax deduction taken. And there was no obligation to file it. No law was broken. Period. And then Bragg and his prosecutor still have not claimed what Trump did wrong from a statute standpoint. They still haven't done it. So Now, Bragg told reporters he doesn't have to tell anyone what the underlying felony is. Really? So I can get charged, he can charge people with anything at any time. Now, we've been screaming about a two-tier justice system for a long time. Nobody wants to hear about it. Nobody wants to believe it. Nobody wants to deal with it, actually. But don't you recall, any of you think about this, the FEC back in 2022 fined Hillary Clinton and the DNC $113,000 for lying about funding. Remember that fake Russia dossier? Yeah. Right. We're talking about somebody who really did try to change the election, who really did try to affect the upcoming election. Yeah, she did. And the DNC did. Why aren't they in jail? Why aren't they in court? Now, the FCC fined Clinton and said that her campaign violated the rules because they failed to disclose payments funneled to Fusion GPS through the DNC law firm. Now, Hillary Clinton got a light slap on the wrist. Oh, Hillary, don't do that again. That's, you know, that wasn't right. Here, we'll charge you $113,000 in fines. I'm sure that's just a cookie jar of money for you. And yet Trump is on trial. I mean, we're talking about she put a whole dossier together, paid for it, made sure it got out into the right hands, had her minions go out and push it everywhere, and she gets a $113,000 slap on the wrist. Trump sits in court. He's been abused. He's been slandered by the prosecutors. All these far-left presiding judges, and let's not play that game, because they are. And the Democrats, as usual, are just decimating the law, legal system. They're going to use it for what they want, and they're going to decimate it. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So, you know, Jack Smith has been pounding, and I mean pounding, on Judge Cannon. He doesn't like her, wants her gone, thinks she's in the pocket of Trump. Well, he may have tried harder. He should have tried harder. Because Judge Aileen Cannon on Monday ordered key evidence in Jack Smith's classified documents case to be unredacted. That's right. I want them to see it. I want the defense to see it. It's public information. It should be out there. Now, the newly unredacted documents revealed Biden's White House had direct ties to the Mar-a-Lago raid. But they said they didn't. They said they had no knowledge. They knew nothing about it. I'm sorry. Who's the consummate liar? Who's the one that continuously lies? Now, they say it's Trump. We know better. Joe Messina, your host, got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be. Just be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by getting engaged. Now, we were talking about Jack Smith and some of the games he's been playing with the trial, with Trump's trial. And he hates the judge he has. Good for him. I'm happy he does. Because the judge is calling him out on a lot of things that he's doing that are just wrong and pretty much borderline illegal. Now, Judge Aileen Cannon, she ordered key evidence of Jack Smith's classified document case to be unredacted. He had no reason to redact it anyway. He had no reason to give it to the judge redacted. He doesn't have that right. If the judge is going to make a decision, she or he need all the information that they will use to make the call to prosecute. And the reason now we're finding out, now remember something, the Biden regime was also directly tied to Jack Smith's investigation, despite claims to the contrary from Attorney General Merrick Garland. Garland said, no, we don't deal with the White House, we do it our own. This is a special prosecutor. But Jack Smith made the mistake. Now he had to redact them. Now he has to unreact them because he wants to hide the fact that the National Archives had several conversations with Biden's White House. He didn't want you to know that. Right? I'm looking at the papers here. Almost as soon, in one of the early indictments, it said almost as soon as President Trump left office, NARA started to work with the White House, the Office of Records Management, on the exaggerated claims related to records handling under the PRA on May 5th, 2021, less than 5 months after the end of President Trump's term. Now, he's redacted most of the rest of it, so you don't even know what they're talking about. Right? But my understanding, reading other documents, is that Trump's team was in full compliance and or conversations with them and what needed to be given back, what could stay. Now, on May 5th, 2021, less than 5 months after, right, General Counsel Gary Stern sent an internal email, right, attaching a draft letter to President Trump's representatives. He claimed he had several conversations with them, so to later on say that they didn't have conversations, to later on to say that they were ducking and dodging and stalling is not a true statement. It's dead wrong. And now, thanks to the order by Judge Cannon, more and more of this stuff is now coming to light. There's more proof of collaboration between Biden White House and the NARA. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland claims about independence from investigations are obviously obvious lies, according to the documentation that Jack Smith is using. But I would imagine he's never going to bring up his boss on this. You know what I'm saying? The Biden White House and DOJ were involved in developing criminal cases against Trump. I mean, they were doing everything they can to slow him down or stop him. If they had this information, even 5 months after, why did they wait less than a year out to come after him? Right? If you want justice, this is not justice. Not the way to do it. You've caught Joe Biden in a lie. You've caught Attorney General Merrick Garland in a lie. Thank God he never made it on the court. Bad, bad, bad man, right? Just amazing. And then there's more paperwork that shows that Biden's Justice Department told the National Archives what to do to cover their tracks, how to cover their tracks. Right? General Counsel was put in touch with high-ranking. This is in the court documents, or in the documents laying out the case. And they were given instructions on pretty much on how to cover their tracks. But hey, nothing to see here. They're people of integrity. The current administration are people of integrity, right? They don't play games. They don't lie like that previous administration did. Their sense of reality is so warped. They just can't see past it. And even when you lay it out on the table in front of them, they still can't see past it. God bless. It's hard. You read this stuff, you feel bad, you say to yourself, my God, have we really become this corrupt? Have we really become this evil? You know, the El Paso judge, she's going to love this one. So you had these illegals knowing and trying to cross illegally, knowing if they got to the other side, it was going to be a nightmare for us to get rid of them. They physically assault the National Guard. They physically assault border guards. And what happens? An El Paso judge dismisses the riot charges against 140 illegal aliens and release them all from state custody. Why should our National Guard bother? Why should the Border Patrol bother? You know, most of the immigrants you talk to coming to this country, they come here because of the rule of law. They come here, in most cases, they come here because they know that they believed up until recently, right, that the law applies evenly to everybody, no matter how much money you have or don't have. Right? We're seeing that's not happening. The Democrats seem to have this love affair with anybody that bucks the system. Right? These illegals, they're in love with these people. To the point where they're flying them in. You know, I was going to say they're busing them in. Ah, they're not even doing that. They're flying them in from other countries and dropping them in major cities. Now the major cities are screaming for help. They're not getting it. And they're seeing what this administration is truly made of. And to show you how whack these people are, when they approved this $1 billion bill to give Ukraine more money for the war, I mean, God forbid, we're not going to ask them to account for all this money they got. They don't know where it went. No, they really don't. They've even admitted to that. But when Congress approved this, some of you saw the video. They were waving Palestinian flags in the U.S. chamber. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The second day of testimony has concluded in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York. Prosecutors grilled former tabloid publisher David Pecker about his purported involvement in a catch-and-kill scheme. The prosecution aiming to demonstrate that Trump and his former personal lawyer sought to suppress the stories of Stormy Daniels and others before the 2016 election. Pro-Palestinian protests escalating on college campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University demanding the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Speaking in an interview with Ireland's RTE's 6-1 News, Pelosi labeled Netanyahu as an impediment to a two-state solution between Israel and Gaza. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play. We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, Truly B, part of the solution. I know, Truly B, Joey B, sounds about the same, huh? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved. You know? So we were talking about the El Paso County Judge, Ruben Morales. He dismissed riot charges against 140 illegal aliens who participated in a riot on April 12th. He released them from state custody. The illegals cut through concertina wire, right? So they cut through property. They cut through property owned by the federal government, right? And they rushed over the border illegally, right? They pushed it up against the National Guard. They did all this. And he doesn't believe that there's probable cause exists to keep the illegals in custody for participating in a riot. So is he suggesting that there was no riot? Right? I mean, the El Paso District Attorney could still indict the illegals on riot charges. The alien migrants were separately hit with federal charges for illegally entering the U.S. Now, the county court judge, he dismissed 140 cases. I'm telling you, I would do exactly what he said. I would recharge them as soon as humanly possible. Matter of fact, I would have had that paperwork ready to go before they even did it. Seriously. And the judge said there was no probable cause for their arrest. What did he mean by that? They have video of this happening. The county court had lost 7. Judge Ruben Morales dismissed 140 cases. I'm not familiar with how Texas works in that area.
Department of Public Safety state troopers failed to provide probable cause for the mass arrests. The judge says, after reviewing the affidavit, I don't believe that probable cause exists. I don't believe that there is probable cause for these individuals to continue to be detained for the offense of riot participation. Really? I mean, I just amazing. Now, they're going to take these 140. You ready for this one? Come on, don't laugh too hard. Because they still broke federal law. Texas is going to put them on a bus and bring them over and hand them over to the feds. The feds are going to put a stamp on their hand and let them go out to the public. You watch. This is the second time an El Paso judge has taken the side of illegal aliens. Now, I don't know, you guys, are they appointed? Are they voted in? Are you going to keep letting this stuff happen? And we've had other hundreds of illegal aliens from Africa, Central America, Colombia, Venezuela. They've rushed the border in El Paso. Pushed past the wire, cut it out of the way, actually. So they destroyed government property. Right? Pushed against the National Guard, but yet, not a problem. If you or I pushed against a cop or a National Guardsman in this kind of time, you'd think the judge would let you out of jail? Not a chance. Right? Just not a chance. And then, on top of all this, the National Guard has pictures. I mean, they grabbed a bunch of knives and makeshift weapons from these individuals. You know, the ones who were making the most amount of noise. There was one instance where an illegal alien attempted to seize a firearm from one of the soldiers. And several soldiers stationed near Gate 36 on the day required medical attention for injuries and were taken to a local hospital for treatment. But there was no riot. The judge, didn't see a reason to do it. This is amazing. Somebody has to... who do they answer to? Who do these judges answer to? And then you've got over 1,000 January 6th defendants. They're rotting in prison right now for what? What were they... disorderly conduct. Yeah, I know. A lot of you guys want to think it's treason or sedition or something. It's not. It's not what they charged with because they know they couldn't make it stick. And they touched no one. They hurt no one. Yeah, there's no two-tier system. Nothing to see here, right? I just amazing to me. Never stops to be amazing to me what these people will do. And then look you straight in the face and say, yep, makes sense to me. Hey, Mike Rowe. God, I love that guy. Long before he was popular with most people, I loved the show that he was doing Dirty Jobs. Remember that? That was disgusting. You never watched that show right after dinner, okay? But he has constantly pushed back on the college only mantra here in this country, as I have. I've been pushing back against that for decades. Okay, I had no college education, barely made it out of high school. No, I'm not the smartest guy in the room by any stretch of the imagination. But I raised 4 kids on the money I made and progressed over the years from an electrical contractor being an electrician, doing electrical work. Then I went into computers. So I grew in my life and my career without college. I didn't need college for what I was doing. Matter of fact, at one point in time, I thought about becoming an electrical engineer. And that would require college. And I get it. I'm good with that. But most of these kids, I know plenty of the younger kids that are making buku bucks, no college degree, and it's all good. Anyway. In 2008, Rowe created Mike Rowe Works Foundation to launch a national PR campaign for skilled labor. The website shares America has become slowly, undeniably disconnected from the most fundamental elements of civilization. Food, energy, education, all of that. He said over the last 30 years, America has convinced itself that the best path for most people is an expensive four-year degree. Pop culture has glorified the corner office job, which is not happy. But it belittled all the trades. Matter of fact, it belittled all the trades that actually built that corner office for you, keeps it running, keeps it cool, keeps it warm, and keeps water flowing to it. They don't think like that, though. Because those people will do the repair work. As a result, you see society has devalued any other path of success, anything other than going to a college. Right? Community colleges, trade schools, apprenticeship programs, they're all labeled, for some reason, they're labeled as what? Alternative. Right? Why would you call those alternative educations? College shouldn't be called the education or the only way. Right, so anyway, millions of parents and guidance counselors see that as the only way to go. They see vocational training as some kind of consolation prize to education. Let me tell you what, if any of you educators are listening out there, some of those, you know, mechanics, construction workers, make almost twice as much as you make. With all your experience, going to college and all that, they make more money than you do. And you know what? They're not saddled with college debt. They're happy. They're buying houses as big, if not bigger, than yours. They're raising kids without beating their brains out, trying to figure out whether that they're on a fixed income, and oh my God. And you're doing a disservice. When you tell children they really need to go to college or their life will be next to nothing, shame on you. Really. And I thank God that my kids, you know, you want to go to college? Fine. You want to do this? Fine. You want to do that? Fine. Here's the way you need to approach that. Don't go, if your mindset is that, I don't know, you want to become an electrician, you want to be a tradesman, do not waste your time or money on a four-year college. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even waste my money on a trade school at that point. I would throw myself at some larger electrical company and say, look, I'm willing to work for nothing, for God's sakes, for a while. I want to learn the trade. I want to be that guy. And then you make yourself that asset that they can't afford to be without. That's how we did it. That's how those terrible baby boomers or Gen Xers or whatever the heck we are did. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, that's not insulting. Get over it. Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being just being part of the conversation. Making sure you have a clue. Getting involved in the conversation. I keep doing this if you want. No, but in all seriousness, right? I really do want you part of the conversation. I really do want you getting informed. I want you to help us push back. I want you to help us make a difference. Right? And you do that by having the real info. Don't go giving them misinformation. Because they can come back at you later and say, you know, hey, look, you don't have a clue, obviously. Right? So let's not do that. Anyway. Joe Mazzetta, your host. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. We were talking about Mike Rowe, and, you know, he is my education hero, if you would, because he was one of the few that just stayed with it. He stayed with it to the point of saying, look, you don't need You don't have to have a degree to make it. You don't have to have a degree, you know, to feed your family. I don't. All right? Maybe I would have made more money. Maybe I would have had life a little easier. I don't know that. You know, some of you know I believe in God. God opened up the doors that I needed to walk through and do what I did. And I'm happy. I've got a happy life. You know, I mean, did the best I could do with what I had. I don't sit there and say, well, gee, maybe if I had just gone to this school or just went this or I went down this road, things would have been. That's such a waste of brain space. Take what you got, take the talents you got, push it through now and make a difference. Anyway, Mike is, beating down on parents that felt like they had to send their kids to school, had to send their kids to college or else, right? And many of you know, you flush some of that money. Your kids were either partying or they weren't paying attention. They really didn't get the education they need to get. And if you're wasting your money today in colleges, you see what's happening. Turn on the TV set. Right? Hop onto YouTube. Hop onto some of your favorite, websites. And look at what's happening. For your kids to go to school in most places, there are some really good colleges out there still. You got to do your homework. So the push for higher education, I mean, when it went into high gear, all of a sudden you start to see the removal of vocational arts from high schools. Nationwide, not locally, not a state, not a state. It was one of those things. We want you kids to be doctors and lawyers. We don't want you to be plumbers and carpenters. Which showed you that those highly educated ones weren't sitting back and thinking, well, who's going to build our houses? Who's going to fix our houses? You realize that craft, you know, I don't even know if they have these guys anymore. But you used to have Finnish carpenters. And these were the guys, you know, the crown molding, that did all the Finnish stuff that required some real skill, real talent. And other than, you know, okay, saving somebody's life and all that, but that's an art form. That's a skill. These doctors and great surgeons, they have a skill. They have a talent. I don't have that. In either way, I don't have that. That's why when I became I went to become an electrical contractor, because that didn't require the same kind of preciseness, if you would, that being a carpenter did. Actually, being a plumber, for that matter. You pull too much wire, you cut some off. Whoopee-ding. But I was able to feed my family on it. And then I was able to, you know, when I saw during or after one of the earthquakes we had here in California, I saw these guys rebuilding a computer room. They're sitting in an air-conditioned room fixing stuff, and I'm sweating my buns off running around pulling wire. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. That can't be that hard. And that's how I got in the computer world. I switched. I modified. I made changes. But in every case, I was able to take care of my family. And I agree with Mike Rowe. You can't have one without the other. You can't have great doctors without having great electricians, great plumbers, great carpenters, right? Who's going to get the electricity to that equipment? Who's going to light that room? Who's going to build the room that'll hold the heat or hold the cold in the way it needs to so you can do your operation? You think a surgeon's going to do that? Rowe's now concerned with what is happening on college campuses, where the focus is on this woke agenda. You know, the whole idea in this country is you could get a robust education, right? We produced creative members of society. We produced people that could make things, that could invent things, make them work, make us better. In the last several days, protests have become, even more violent. Look at the assault on Jewish students there at Columbia University. In New York, the most diverse city and heavy Jewish population there. One of the most diverse cities in the country. Right? I don't understand it. Have we now made all that bad? You know, they talk about it. They don't really mean it. One of my buddies sent me a note, which I think is hilarious. It says that Columbia University was known for, are you ready for this, academic values and world-class researchers. Always ranked within in the top 10 for that. It's, again, amazing to me. I mean, you realize, what is it? Anybody, you probably don't know. That school's probably well over 100 years old. It has to be. It's been around forever. I'd have to go look up, I don't know if one of our founding fathers or shortly thereafter started that college. But again, you sit here and you think to yourself, we had some of the best education, universities, facilities in the world. I don't know if that's just true, but somebody just sent me, what is it? The, let me see, its tuitions and fees are over $75,000 a year. God. To be told that, you know, Jews are bad. I'll tell you what, I'll do, you know, I wouldn't do it for anything. You're paying $75,000 a year for your kids to be indoctrinated into something that you probably don't agree with. I should hope you don't agree with. Because if you agree that Jews are bad and they need to be eradicated, I'm one person you have to defriend. Right? Just, again, just disgusting. Just disgusting. That didn't come out right. Almost really didn't come out right. Anyway. All right. The where the heck was it? He got me off on this stuff. So Mike Rowe, there you go. Let me get back to him. He runs that foundation. It sends young people to trade schools all over America. If you can't afford to go to trade school that costs money, you can apply to them. They'll pay your tuition. He went on to say in his speech, trade schools were pleased to report that no one is calling for the extermination of Jews. He got a round of applause for that big time. He said, today's headlines are once again offering another excellent reason to consider redirecting whatever financial support you might earmark for an Ivy League college, right, and support the foundation. Look, Ivy League colleges have truly lost their minds. And we've been seeing it coming for decades. If some of you haven't seen this, then I don't know what's wrong with you. But it seems to be the more educated they get, the more educated someone is, the more they look down on people that are pretty much, in most cases, making as much money as them doing the manual arts, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, mechanics. You got mechanics making $120,000 to $150,000 a year. My God, you got electricians and plumbers and carpenters that are making really good money, too. You going to poo-poo that and say, no, none of that? So anyway, look at what's going on around you. Make sure you help your son or daughter make the right decision. Not only what school to go to, right? You know, and that's the other thing that's great about either apprenticeships or some of those things where you can, especially if you live in a smaller town or a smaller city, have them go out on a job somewhere. Have them volunteer at a job someplace so they can see truly what it's about. One of my kids thought she wanted to be a defense attorney until she spent the day with one. She came home like, yeah, that's not going to happen. She very quick and easy to deal with. Right? I mean, and what do you get to say? We're not going to protect you at Columbia. We tell the Jewish kids to stay home because we can't protect you. Wow. You're paying $70,000 a year so your kid to do distance learning because they won't protect you. Her. Him. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming. Yeah, I know. You stuck with me again in the next hour. And we're going to talk about capitalism and where it's working and working well. Be back in a little bit.